This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Constitutional scholars are worried. Democrats are wagging their fingers. But Republicans in the House are going ahead with an impeachment vote today. They say Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is refusing to enforce immigration laws. The AP's Donna Warder.
Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee says that Mayorkas is picking and choosing which laws he's going to enforce. Democrats are expected to unite against the two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, and they call the proceedings a sham, saying the charges do not rise to the Constitution's bar of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors.
He riled up critics, but millions of fans loved him. Country music star Toby Keith has died. He was 62 and had been battling stomach cancer. I should have been
a cowboy. A statement posted to Toby Keith's website says he fought his fight with grace and courage and died Monday surrounded by family. The sometimes polarizing figure in country music crafted an identity around his macho, pro-American swagger. Keith was known for his overt patriotism on post-9/11 songs like Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. And boisterous barroom tunes like I Love This Bar and Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup. He had 20 number one Billboard hits. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain's prime minister says King Charles III's cancer was caught early and the whole country is hoping for a speedy recovery. They're warning those in Southern California to be on high alert during this rainy weather. Most of Southern California is under flood watches. About one in four adults planned bet on this year's Super Bowl. That would be a record, says the gambling industry's National Trade Association. They plan to bet $23 billion. This is AP News. The latest on the tension in the Middle East now.
Two ships traveling in Middle East waters have been attacked by suspected Yemen Houthi rebels. The latest assaults in the Iranian-backed fighters' campaign of targeting vessels over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The first attack happened in the southern part of the Red Sea, west of the Yemeni port of Hodeidah, with the projectile causing slight damage to the vessel's windows on the bridge. Then a second ship came under attack later on Tuesday off Yemen's southern port city of Aden. Private security firm Ambrey identified it as a Marshall Islands flag Greek-owned vessel coming from the US and heading to India. The vessel reported an explosion just off its starboard side. Ambrey says no injuries or damage has been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Americans had more than $1 trillion in credit card debt in the most recent data from the FDIC. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.